nothing I could do, you know. And I don't know, I just couldn't believe it. Because, gosh, here I am, been driving 6 months real carefully, and I'm still driving carefully. This is fool going to run into me. I really resented it to a lot, of, to a big extent, because I didn't think I was going to be able to get another car.
Uh-huh.
I knew the insurance would compensate for that one, but I didn't know if I'd be able to save enough to get another one.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you realize how badly you were injured at first?
No.
Were you knocked unconscious?
Yeah.
Almost immediately, huh?
Yeah.
When did you come to?
In a hospital. And it was about, I want to say, half an hour later. Mm-hmm. And looked up, hey man, what's going on, you know? And I was able to go home that same day, and I went past the car, and I said, oh God, no, you know, stop this car, you know, let me see this thing. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe it. Bad.
Where did they take you to the hospital?
Washington, which is about 15-20 minute drive from where it was.
Uh-huh.
Called the ambulance and all this kind of big stuff, you know. Called my aunt and said, hey, there's no way this guy can be alive over here in this car. So she comes hysterical, you know, and I wake up and I'm like, I'm glad you woke up. I'm serious. This next door neighbor, you know, across the way, called my aunt up and said, I don't know how bad he is, but if he's alive, it'll be a miracle.
Really?
That's what the guy did. I mean, he ran right into the door and just turned my car around about 3 times and sent it back the way it was coming.
Hmm.
So, oh well.
Have you ever had an experience where you felt that you were going to die? Where you felt that that was it?
That one.
That was one.
And yeah, I've been frightened before because I didn't know quite what was going on, and I guess it could have been a bad outcome, but oh well.
What, like what, for example?
Like shooting, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. This was when I was smaller, living away from home over in, I think we were in Charleston at the time. And, well, I don't want to get in big hassle about it, but Mom and Dad had an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't quite know what was going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out okay. But a medium passed, though, the wreck. It's been the main thing that I said, oh no, you know, and this is it. And I was in surgery with a spinal tap, and going into that, I didn't quite know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I was petrified of that, but, well, I didn't think I was going to die or anything like that.
Yeah.
But,
I'm surprised when you said you had a concussion that they let you go home the same day. Did they know that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tough. No, it wasn't that bad. They just fixed my wrist up and made sure that breathing was proper and blood flow and all that was okay. I didn't want to stay, and they didn't want me either, so. He wouldn't let me come back to Augusta, though, for a while. He made me stay in Lincoln couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Being on the break, that was no big deal.
Yeah.
Being living, say, 15 minutes away from the doctor, you know. Can easily get you back up to the hospital anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I came home the day after I had my tonsils out, man. I don't like hospitals. Had my last spinal time. Tap in the doctor's office even.
Hmm.
In the ice hospital. The first one, Christmas, the first spinal tap. Gosh, I was scared to death. I tell you. weird feeling being able to listen to doctors talking and not feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when one of them made the comment at one point, oh my gosh, I think he's going to bleed to death. Just trying to joke me up, you know,
mm-hmm.
They succeeded. That's the one thing I remember when they finished at the man. I thought he was just going to let me go on the operating table there.
Okay. Well, I think we've got plenty of really good information on this tape.
What I said on that tape cannot be used against me.